And though I served in many capacities where I did have the last word. I remember one day I was standing in the school door and a fellow came up, a white fellow got out of his car and he walked up to the door and one of the teachers and I was standing in the door. And he said, I would like to, he stepped out with his shoulders back in his briefcase and says, I'd like to see the boss, please. And I said, I'm sorry, we don't have one. And he said, well, I'd like to see the head person. I said, well, I'm she. He said, well, I want to congratulate you. We don't hear that often. Say, they did. I say, this is me. I'm the boss. I said, when you boss people, you're chief. When you work with people and talk with people and talk to them and not about them. I said, you get along better and you learn more. And you do. You get along much better when you work with people. Anytime a man gets to the point where he has a senior idea, he's chief. And so I said, it's easy to get up there anywhere in life. But it takes something to stay there. I was coming home one day, many years ago, and they had a tall building going up. And I looked at that building, and the man was swinging out on one of those cranes. And he was way up high, just putting the bricks up there. And the thought came to me, I said, now, it was easy for him to climb up there. But when you look back, and you get dizzy, and swimming in here, I said, but it takes more to stay there than it did to get there. So I tried to teach the children. I had always taught the children, but that was just an experience came from what I had always thought. And I had found the picture of it's easy to get up there. It takes some to stay. And so my life has just been a routine of affairs, doing and trying to help. And I had one son, and he has graduated from Tuskegee Institute, and he went from Tuskegee to Washington, D.C., to Howard University. And he's a many-sided man. He's done many, many things. And he first went there at Howard. He was an inventory clerk in the book department. Then he served as an analyst and economist in the Library of Congress for 11 years. And he taught military worked in the Social Security Department for a number of years. You see his picture there with health, education, and welfare. And he stayed there a long time. He's still in government work. And he served on the Board of Education for a number of years as a member of the board. And he taught law and sociology at Antioch College in Washington, D.C., and also at American University. I have all those papers and things here now. And today he is a councilman at large in Washington, D.C., and he's recently elected to that, and of course doing that with that particular job. I've been there and I like it. I like his office of work, and he has about seven people that are working under him. But he had to give up his work at the American University teaching law and sociology there, and also at Antioch College because it was too much for him. He had to be on his counseling job. He has been sick and is until today, but he still, you know, functions on his job and things like that. And he's very well. He has many honors and things, and there a lot of them up there. Up there. Yeah. If you're going to record them, I would like to.